Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yeah.
Yo.
There it is.
Listen up.
I want you to take this one right here
take
and
this?
Knock them over their head over there.
Knock
them
over
their right?
motherfucking head in
this
the
one's for y'all. All
right,
go.
What they go do? What they go say? What they bring to the table? What they go pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they go do?
What
they go say? What they bring to the table? What they go pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original? Our words ain't so critical. We both so
unforgettable.
So when we come together, it's like magic. Call it Camelot. I'm not a artist. I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. Cause Jesse's like the king of beats. Fuck it, call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
right,
nigga, show us what
come
you got. You think I'm playing? Dagger only place to keep up in your
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the street. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with skinny jeans, kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them, brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch how fast they come about, and that's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad, Dagger ain't a homophobe. But look at me and touch me wrong, I crack a homo front of them. Look at me on overload, I'm paranoid, I'm still prepared. I stay aware of hating motherfuckers, so I'm never scared.
What they go to,
what
they go say,
what
they bring to the table, what they go pay. Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bring to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
Jesse, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do.
Listen.
Wanna smoke that British weed, fuck a British bitch or two, and ride a train. 80 proof or better to the Dagger Earl. Maybe grow a cherry curl and resurrect the fight gun. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast.
Wait.
Take me to the palace, better G, I make a car last.
Wait,
I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Jesse, I'm
fucked up.
Wear a big old booty stripper, need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Dagger Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. It's in the UK, we don't stack this. Dead was getting fat, I'm hungry still. Gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well, I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something to me, the people over government.
What they go do? What they go say? What they bring to the table? What they go pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What they go do?
What
they go say?
What
they bring to the table? What they go pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent? Westside LA.
When the Dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you tripping out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl.
Gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit. Go ahead and turn me in. I will post bail though and do the same shit. Nigga, you can never win, so fight a
new time come.
You know you fucked up, you thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake,
kid is quick.
Jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip, that nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column, that's my if I was a cannibal, it would be my I'm all about my salary, I need it now. Hand it over, need my weed, pills and drink. You don't want the dagger for it. Yeah, I want it all, big, tall, stacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenbacks, red and honey. Stiff stacks, don't scratch, big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, my
what they go do?
What
they go say?
What
they bring to the table? What they go pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they go do?
What
they go say?
What
they bring to the table? What they go pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What the fuck
do
y'all say now, Jess?
What?
West Coast all day.
What?
With that DJ connect.
What?
Jesse P.
What?
Y'all know y'all better act like
what? What?
It.
What?
What? Dynamite! I see that roundhouse kick still packs a punch.
This Flynn, quit it, Black Dynamite. Tell you honkies from the CIA about interrupting his kung fu.
Nothing, Black Dynamite. You've told us not to ever interrupt your seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu. That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the honkies from the CIA's list. Not to interrupt, you dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. The fighting, the jungle, the gun. It was like a dream. I can still smell the shrapnel.
That ain't shrapnel. I think that's honeybee barbecue.
Look, I how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite? What's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the f*** up when grown folks is talking, okay?
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck for the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole this fucking neck. I'm making it disappear, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
I think I'm here. What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. Slap Sundays in full effect. Like I said. Again, I apologize. Y'all know what it is. This is Reality Radio. Y'all know there's ups, there's downs. Sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. Majority of the time we are. Don't get it twisted. I try to be here every single time, all right? But reality is, can't be perfect. So, like I said, been dropping the ball a little bit, but we're good for another month. We're back in the game, and, yeah, this is officially how we're going to start it off, all right? So, again, as always, let me shout out the boss, Lady Topez Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio at all. No Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays Hub Nights with my co-host Queen V, and no Fuck You Fridays, all right? So thank you very much, boss lady, for allowing us to do our thing over here. And then all independent artists, everybody keep sitting in your music. Got a lot of new slappers today. And then one thing I know I'm going to do for show now, from now on, let me announce this as well, because usually I try to what am I looking for? Y'all got to excuse me because it's already a good day. I'm high. I'm drinking. So it's already we're going to keep this going. So let me focus real quick. Focus. All right. All music I receive, I will play on Slap Sundays. That's R&B, hip-hop, whatever. If I receive it throughout the week, the first place is going to get dropped is first in rotation on Slap Sundays, all right? And then you'll hear it throughout the other shows and everything like that, too, where I see fit. But I'm going to make sure that's the best way for me to make sure that everybody that sends me their music gets at least something played first, and then Slap Sundays has always been the number one spot for the new music. So like I said, hip-hop, R&B, whatever, you're going to hear it here on Slap Sundays, but you're only going to hear it if it's brand new. All right, then following that, you have to hear it on the proper show. All right, so artists, keep sending in your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is Dagger, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Real simple to spell, real simple. All right, no extra spellings or no flipped out words or anything like that. All right, and then last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show, to talk about the show, spread word about the show. Support me, support these independent artists, support the models that come through. I mean, if you're supporting reality, if you're supporting Bang Out Radio, if you're supporting Reality Radio, thank you very much. Because, again, we're all in this together. Not any, none of us can do it on our own, all right? So at least in a sense, as long as it's free and everything like that, we got a place where we can chill out for 2 hours, relax, kick some real shit, talk about some shit, get some shit off our chest, and like I said, listen to some real independent artists, all right? So keep doing what y'all doing. Keep spreading the word. Keep getting these numbers up. And, again, I'm going to keep doing the best that I can to provide a show that is worthy of follow. Is it followship? Fellowship? I don't know. This ain't a church. But, again, just keep supporting the show, y'all, and spread word about the show. Nobody's going to believe me when I tell them about the show and I tell them what I'm trying to do over here. But they may believe you if you tell them, all right? Tell them, make them listen to the show. Whatever you got to do, just have them holler at us, all right? Let me see. Anything else? No. So what am I sipping on tonight? Hold on. Oh, shit. An interesting concoction. It's like orange juice, two different kind of vodkas, but one of the vodkas is that cream, is that whipped vodka, and I don't know why they had to do that. That shit is nasty to me, so it's putting like a real bad taste in this drink. But I'm not the type to waste alcohol, so it's going to get drank anyway. All right, so let's get to some new slappers this week, all right? Look what we got. Brand new Trell Mack, all right? Right here. Got it like you. Let's go. Slap Sunday.
Yeah, about time you let your man know, you gon' let his hand go. Transition to a nigga, give you what you ask for. With all that, there was not a place around she can't go. She got the head spinning quicker than the Lambo. Sure they got their work, oh yeah, she be working. And she do it for a purpose, and I'm certain that it's worth it. She don't dance around the club to go and find that Mr. Perfect. She independent and know a lot of niggas don't deserve it. I don't blame her, she the baddest, damn right she the baddest. Make a nigga like me wanna push up on that fabric. Oh, it's gonna be a record once I put you on that mattress. It's a fact, I'ma make you fantastic. Church, damn girl, I know you feel that. All you need is a brother by your side to bring the real back. I can see why girls they love to hate you when niggas intimidated. You got it, so never be scared to say it.
They got it like you.
They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that.
They got it like you.
They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like. You be having a chick ready to kill a man. Cause when we talking, she notice I don't be listening. I'm too busy liking your pictures on your Instagram. She's so fabulous, like zuda, 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 damn. I'm just saying, I ain't playing. You gon' make me put you under my wing. Take you to another planet, put you onto some things. So photogenically perfect, I'm in love with your frame. Your mind, body, your soul, all in love with the same. Turn me on with your confidence, attitude like I gotta win. The way you popping and dropping, locking, you got on flocking in the way. You got it, they stopping, dropping because you knock them in the way. You got it, you top it, rock it, ain't got a perfect 10. Damn, girl, I know you feel that. All you need is a brother by your side to bring the real back. I can see why girls they love to hate you when niggas intimidated. You got it, so never be scared to say it.
They got it like you.
They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that.
They ain't got it like you.
They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like you. Have a brother on the J-O-P. She don't want no scrubs like T-O-C. Why niggas acting retarded like D-O-D? See me? I comprehend what she tell me. See your smile over matter, money over mind. See the only thing that matter, work it over time. See you gotta do it better, so it's always on her mind. Therefore I make her love me in due time. Damn, girl, I know you feel that. All you need is a brother by your side to bring the real back. I can see why girls they love to hate you when niggas intimidated. You got it, so never be scared to say it.
They got it like you.
They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that.
They ain't got it like you.
They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like that. They ain't got it like you.
That's right, y'all. Like I said, Slap Sundays, we're keeping it pushing. Brand new music, Tamara Bubble, living it up. We see you, ma. Holla at me. You know you got to open a Beauty of the Week invitation if you want it. Let's get it.
The lady pool. that two-step. Move. Watch this. Bubble on deck. Bubble on deck. Move.
That's right, y'all. Next up, going to have this young man on next week, if everything goes the way it's supposed to. So make sure you tune in next week for that live interview. Right now we got Lil Esther featuring, what's this, Big Wayne and Pooh Dawg. Think about it. Let's roll.
Okay,
Wayne in this
bitch, Wayne, you know what I'm saying? And I got my little nigga in this bitch,
what up,
bitch? What up, bitch, nigga?
Pain on the
track, you know what I'm saying? And we finna show these niggas how we get down. See, I be on that gangsta shit, nigga. I can call the party, you don't like it, do something. Play your mind, you call the street, cause I can go to party. I leave a nigga dead still, put a fucking call.
That's a long face. Chopper 223's a push your wig back. Where I'm from, we slangin' iron in our city. You better come correct, cause we know for killing bitches. Ain't no bitch up in my blood, so I'm letting you niggas know. I never been a bitch and I never been a hoe. I heard some niggas looking for me. I ain't hard to find. Choppers on deck, I bet all them bitches dying. Why you talking all that shit? You ain't ready for no beat. Pussy ass nigga, have you scared to go to sleep? My niggas but that murder, all they do is ride and beat. So tell me why you niggas wanna fucking play with me. So think about it, before you jump up in that water. Play pussy get fucked and bitch niggas get slaughtered. Bad ass TNT, we on some other shit. You feel what I'm wrong, you getting your fucking head split.
See, I be on that gangsta shit. Nigga, think about the party. You don't like it, do something. Play your mind about it.
Take a second, do you wanna throw them hands or do you wanna spread them weapons? Man, it's real out of step. Man, my life is like a battlefield. I watch the back at all times, you might not know who's gonna kill a nigga. Talking should be just a nigga wanna stand ten. Tryna get some kind of rep when you ain't looking nothing. All that booting up and sun, boy, go ahead. Before a nigga do you something like all with your head. I'm a street nigga with some pistol. I swing hands on some pistol. You won't walk, think about it, nigga. I got a team that'll deal with it. You know we about that gangsta shit, so we don't play no game. We got for our shit like two sauces that can change. But any nigga talking shit, you better think about it. It's a real warfare in my niggas body, body.
See, I be on that gangsta shit. Nigga, think about it.
Sundays, y'all. Brand new music. All my life. Cocky Streets. Let's roll.
Life. That rap game so naughty that I made it be my wife. strike. The opposite of my type. Watch your ribs and get right. Be a hustler now in my life. Beat against the name, there ain't no strike. The opposite of my type. Watch your ribs and get right. I beat the fuck up. Whack and what's up? Same as then y'all cook. That's that lame to shut the fuck up. No longer repping that tap. Now I'm on that meat. Being treated like a boss. They call me Mr. Keep. Boss on my deep. G-Dot goings, I'm a double G. I flood the streets. Add the work of them thugs for me. That's guaranteed big burst. Y'all live on Sesame Street. Cover in flame, ghost rider. Can't see these L's. Truck drive. Been hustling all my life. These niggas ain't earned no strike. The opposite of my type. Watch your real niggas get right. Been hustling all my life. These niggas ain't earned no strike. The opposite of my type. Watch your real niggas get right. I beat the fuck up. Real, what's up?
Okay.
Safe, not cut. That's that liquid cut the fuck up. Hit the club with them dealers with me. Hit the club with them killers with me. And all black with gold on. Look like I got them stealers with me. Locked up in September. I spit like I just got home. Weed up last night on my son's issue. Just got gone. That I'm not on. If I want her, she gon' come.
That's right, and brand new right here. I teased it with y'all last week. This is the official remix. Miss Paula featuring yours truly, Dagger, Cold Switch, the official remix. Let's get it.
What's cracking, Miss Paula?
It's
the Dagger here.
Dagger.
You killed them on that Cold Switch. I mean, they dead. The bodies is all over everywhere. I mean, I see them. But I'm fucking with you, though. You know what I mean? I got to get in on this, too.
Taught me about the system. Streets taught me how to work it. I'm focused on my grind while you barely scratch the surface.
They barely do.
Put this mouth surrounding me. I never lock my purpose. I got too much to lose. You can never say I'm worthless. Against all predictions, yeah, I got those haters nervous. In the best of destiny, aren't you glad you made the purchase? Spitting flames for burning them. Lock them in my furnace. Kind of read. Why? Cause I'm shorting out your circuit. My boys getting hurt and I spit that sweet venom.
Okay,
you know we
about
to kill it. They mad and resistant.
Got
you wrapped up, feeling apprehension. Take them all out, there will be no resistance. Did I make it to mention? This is the beginning. Your rays about to fall. We the team that's winning. You're getting all emotional. I'm numb to the feeling. I'm about my business, boss lady in the building. Switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them.
Hold up, hold up.
Now things got clearer, different serious things. Race. Never underestimate those on the street. If you get too close, you may feel the heat. I take it and I flip it. Lost will get twisted. Ride is so ambitious. Smile yet ambitious. Everything's on safety. Yes, never make me. Some think I'm crazy.
You were ill, lady.
I decide the final prize. Demon through the highest side. Cut the wind till I fly. I got the clean of life. Rarity. Hard to find. Never ever did my shine. Gravity. Till I ride. Lifted and I'm flying. High. Ear gas. Making your brain fast, turn it up gas and turn it up gas and wait it in the mix. Watch it as it flips, make the post switch, make the post switch. Cold switching on them, 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 cold switching on them. Remember when you told me I was gonna be nothing? Well, I took it with the work and I turned it into something. No more gazing out the window on what could have been. No more holding back. Close to your soul, step into the known. I'm on some other line, but I am. Lost in the zone, penetrate to the bone. Never be cloned, sweating every single stone. Lows moving through you like an ivy to your thing. Travel through your body, moving straight into your brain. Cause a reaction, make you go insane. Put your ass to sleep like I'm numbing all the pain. So many times starting over, never feeling closer. Living life for everyone, I just want a closure. Notes with my therapy, recording in my session. Pretty smart and covers it, don't go on first impression. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them. Cold switching on them, cold switching on them.
I'm from that Westland, bottom we low riders of policy. First thing you learn is you gotta get it by any means. Women think they high class and heels with they high ass at Westside. Make niggas hit the bank and spend cash real fast. Money makers making money as they should. We still getting hypey, we just going dumb in Mollywood. People like to talk shit, but you can keep the criticism saying that the head of like LA just ain't fucking real. Gotta be a certain type to live this LA city life. We stay hungry. Nothing satisfies our appetite. Every day's another fight. I'm laughing at you. You a joke. I let you niggas think I'm down Hollywood. You faggot niggas dropping stuff, so stay up out my radius. I ain't hating. I just keep it homo free by preference.
If you really
Yeah, daggers is out here pissing on them. Why my girl Miss Paula?
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English in what?
What?
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Yeah.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. L.A. West Coast all day.
That's right, y'all. We back. Excuse me. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And yes, I love when my beauties of the week are on time. It's a very good thing. So that means I can get into interview mode real quick. So we're going to bring in Dagger's newest beauty of the week. And please excuse me, and I apologize off top if I mispronounce it, because I've been going over this ever since you were going to come on about trying to say your name properly. Now, is it Shanitha?
Shanitha. Yes, Shanitha.
There it is. Okay. Well, Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Miss Shanitha Johnson, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling lovely. Like I said, sipping a little, smoking a little. It's a good day. Although the world is stupid, but I mean, we'll get into that a little bit later. But but right now, we'll talk about you, though. Now, you can definitely talk about yourself better than I can. So go ahead and let people know a brief introduction about yourself, things like that, you know, what you're about, what you're trying to do. And then I'm going to dissect this bio you sent me, and then we'll dig a little bit deeper.
Okay, well, I'm 26. I'm from Chicago. I'm a beauty vlogger on YouTube, and I just, you know, do tutorials and share my beauty tips with people I do the show with. And I work full-time. I have a bachelor's degree, and I'm going to school still to finish to get my doctorate in pediatrics. And I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I just live everyday life like everyone else.
Bad fucking chastity. Do you think it amazes me? Like I said, bachelor's degree, still in school, single mother, all the things people, you know, some other women might use as excuses. Like, I'm a single mother, I can't go to school, I can't do this, I can't do that. And you're doing it all. So
yeah.
Congratulations on that. Now,
thank you.
First, real quick, Chicago, Chi-Town, huh? The city that Magic, see, I'm thinking LA, I'm an LA cat, I'm sorry. Michael, city that Michael built, huh?
Isn't he
born and raised in Chicago?
Yeah.
It's rough out there, isn't it? I've heard stories about Chicago.
Yeah, well, I don't actually live in the city of Chicago. I live, like, right now, like, the outskirts of it. But it is, you know, it's Chicago. It does get, you know, a little rough, like any other city.
I guess it's the same, because I just heard bad stories about Chicago. I heard y'all like killer rangers, like, real up right now, and niggas don't give a fuck out there. No offense, but.
I mean,
Army Reserve, so you got military background training as well? I mean, what else do you got? What's that like? I mean, women get it hard in all kind of aspects of life. Now, what's that like in the military? How was that?
The military was a great experience. You know, when you first get in, you kind of think, like, what did I get myself into? But as you get accustomed to that life and, you know, they break you down and build you up, it was actually, I loved that. It was a wonderful experience. I would never trade that for anything else.
But, I mean, it also kept you fit, huh? Firm, tight. Like, you out there running with the big boys and shit, huh? Like, running obstacle courses. Uh-huh. I mean, am I thinking the right thing?
Yeah, the boot camp is the same all aboard. It's no special treatment for women. Boot camp is 8 weeks, and you have the same training as guys. So it's rough,
But you made it through, though. That's what I mean. So it wasn't like you did something that I couldn't do. I'm not going to the Army and doing it. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. You did something I can't do, so I can't talk shit about what you got going on. Cause I'm definitely not doing it. I'm sorry. So thank you. But as a member of the reserve, right, are you still, like, currently active? So, like, if something were to go down, they could call you in? Like, yo, we got to go blow up some
shit?
No,
I'm out. I'm totally out.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, look at this. Hobbies, shopping. At least you keep it real. I'm glad you keep it real because those girls don't want to admit to certain things like that. You put that on there twice. So.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem. So, I mean, shopping as far as what? What's your advice, I guess? Is it shoes? Is it clothes?
I mean,
is it a combination of everything? I mean, is there something like, you know what, when I go shopping, I make sure I walk out with, like, at least 20 of these. Like,
I shop for, like, anything, but shopping is just such a, like, intense feeling, and it's, like, seeing new stuff and having it. It's just, I don't know. I shop for everything, though. It's, like, a wonderful experience.
No, I bet. Like I said, something else I wish I could do is just go to the mall. Like, hold on, I want everything on this side. I want everything on this side of the mall. One of these in my size, and I need help carrying it out to my car. Can somebody carry that out for me?
Yeah.
So traveling, right. I mean, have you got to travel? Have you got to visit some places yet? Because you want to discover some new places. Is that something you're still looking forward to? I mean, have you traveled anywhere? Or is there places you want to travel?
Yeah, I haven't traveled actually out of the country, but I've been a few places as far as in the country. But I would like to go to London and like Paris, you know, the typical places, but get out the country and see like the other parts of the world.
Okay. And then explain to me this beauty vlogger thing, because while you're going to explain it to me a little bit, I'm going to see if I got enough time to pull it up on my laptop as we speak so I can get an idea for myself. But basically, to my understanding, so you tell people how to put on makeup over the internet. That's how is that accurate description or?
Yeah, to like the live video feed, like YouTube.
Let's see here. And it's just like a step by step process. Like, look, do this, do that. Hold on. Let's see here. Natural makeup tutorial. Okay, hold on. Let's see. See, I gotta subscribe. Make sure y'all support those that support Bega. Oh, I like that like aqua green on your eyes right there, though. See, hold on. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Ipsy Glam Bag. See, I should have did this before. Look at you. Okay.
You didn't look it up before?
No, that's what I said. I should have. I'm sorry. But like I said, this is reality radio. So, you know, we do things on the fly here. So it's okay. We're working together here, making it work. But see, let's see. Shopping tips. You're at the mall and everything. I mean, hold on. I gotta. Hold on. Where have I been? Hold on. Let me. What's this? Hold on. Let me turn this up. Hold on, y'all. This is our beauty of the week right here. Let's see. On our YouTube page. Let's see what we got going on. Where have you been? Let's just get a little sample of this real quick. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we got to pick the ones. This one looks the one most exciting because, you know, again, it's me. So, I mean, as far as I go, I mean, I'm not really, you know, a big fan of makeup as far as, you know, trying to apply it and everything like that. That's nothing I would be interested in, no offense, you know. But ladies, make sure y'all check it out. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all check it out.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to see where you have been. And this might be some, let's see where you have been for a little while. Hold on. Can I turn this up? Can I get the volume up? What the? Why you got this?
That's why I said you chose that video.
Hold on, was your voice supposed to be that high, or is that my shit fucking up? Hold on.
No, it was the video.
My
makeup in my teeth has been gorgeous, but I'm so. Love a pink lipstick though too as well. And I'm definitely a braids man. I'm sorry, I love braids.
Yes, I love
braids. So you already won me over with the braids and the eyes. Very, very deadly combination, at least as far as I go. Very deadly combination. So, and braids are also, aren't they a lot simpler as far as women go? I mean, I just feel like, and you can still style braids, but they're a lot simpler, though, right, than just having to do something with your hair every single day? I'm assuming.
Yeah, they're very manageable, and I like the long, like, box braids because they're more like they're very ethnic, and I think it's just it's, I don't know, something about them, they're very beautiful.
Okay, hold on, let's see what else we got. See, why don't you sound like this on your, you see? What were you going to do?
I did a makeup tutorial.
Okay.
I'm going out, but it's Tuesday, and I'll work tomorrow.
Wait. So you can't do a tutorial if you have to go to work tomorrow?
Yeah, it's like, it's not, I mean, the tutorial's the easy part, but the editing, and if that's a lot, that's the part that takes more time.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, yeah, there's probably a whole, yeah, I guess if I sit here and watch the whole thing with one of the other videos, I mean, you edit it up, you chop it up all yourself, so you have video production
yeah.
background as well. Like, you just, is there anything you're not doing right now? I mean, honestly, anything you don't do?
No, I'm just a perfectionist, and I want to be successful, and I'm just very ambitious, so, like, I have everything in place.
And then also a single mother on top of that. I mean, definitely keeping the family together, everything's going good at the household,
mm-hmm.
and just nothing stopping your role, huh?
Nope, I'm going to make it. I'm making it for me and my baby. I'm going to make it.
Man. Well, thank you. I mean, it's definitely a pleasure having you on. I mean, I want you to hang out.
Thank
I mean, if you got time and you ain't doing nothing else, I mean, you're more than welcome to hang out the rest of the show, kick some shit on whatever may pop up, whoever may call in. You never know what's going to happen. So, I mean, are you available to
okay.
hang out or are you busy?
I'm pretty much available right now.
Uh-oh. I love it when the Beauties of the Week hang out. All right, Ma, we're going to get into some music real quick, and then we will be right back. I'm sorry. The drink's kicking in. One more time. Shanitha. I did say it right. Okay, got it. I blame
yeah.
alcohol, but that's no excuse. But I'm sorry, Shanitha. We're good. We'll be right back. Hanging out with Dagger through this Beauty this week. And we're going to talk a little bit of Zimmerman, because, I mean, I know I'm a little bit pissed off, and that's the... And this is Black Sundays, and what we do is try to stop the stupidity out of people. And this was the dumbest shit in the world that just happened this weekend. So we're going to get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
We will be right back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Shanitha Johnson hanging out, Dagger's News Beauty of the Week. And, yeah.
Bye.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face. And now you looking like you shaking, this music has you taken.
Well, where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland, give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman, this is so easy, man. I'm feeling like a caveman, I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hear the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hear the DJ broken.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of classes where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will, that is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hear the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard his leg is choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
I rip that big bad joke. W-E-S-T. Pound feet and pummel if you fucking with these kids. It's that big bad W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees. It's the West.
We stay rolling and we smoking and we chugging, steady pulsing, so we able to walk our
own plan. It's West. Up from the wild, wild west where we quick to draw. It's Big Z, I'm off the rig to raw. I could say fuck rap and we could take this back to when we used to scrap with no gas involved. But you wanna die, gun play the scrap revolve. With a Colt 45 so it can't be sold. We rolling down these streets like we can't be stopped. Y'all motherfuckers sweeter than that candy shop. I'll have you buried deep up in the sandy lot. We're trying to scheme green out the family plot. Don't get your family shot, your salary got why. Cause I'ma ride till I die for all that I got. Cause I'm a left coast, west coast, find the L. On the grind, fuck the shine, that's at Mazinero. On the creep till I eat with my starving barrel. Break west and professor, gotta represent this west coast. Big fat W-E-S-T. Pound feet and pummel if you fucking with these kids. It's that big fat W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees, it's the west. Spending this game for a minute, homie. Shit ain't the same. Have these rappers full of gimmicks, phonies claiming that they bang. Stating that they flipping chickens, knowing only that they slang. While we lay low in the cut, doing our thing. LA fitted, homie, with the MJ black. Big seek the reason why the AB's up on the map. Models fucking pay up. Gotta make this paper stack. Case I pass before my time, gotta leave something back. Cause mass labs blowing up, poor kids growing up. With no parental guidance on the scene. Violence, death from methamphetamines, it's hard to keep clean. When you living in this acid old valley of Southern Cali. Where we blow more smoke than hippies at hemp rally. Where the 10 tallies average 100 degrees. Where these cats, rats, and dogs over hunger for cheese. So we hustle on the double cause we stuck in these streets. I read that big bad W-E-S-T. Pound feet and humble if you fucking with these kids. It's that big bad W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees, it's the West.
We stay rolling and we smoking and we chugging, steady posting for the able of the open.
It's the West.
Steady blazing, open, scraping paper, chasing, dipping, raising on the hundred, don't be making.
Rise like a six foot, spit heat. Four real G's at the front door. Bitch blow like calico. Smoking weed out the bowl. Real wet vet. Dangerous minds, get this rush roulette. Ain't part of a set. I'm a threat by my skin tone. Blue whistles on the block with every phone ringtone. South C, pedigree, west witty. Get money, still rocking that LA city. With the business hustling. Till my soul release my spirit. Ghetto dancers from a real one that really lived it. Can't sugarcoat the streets when it's so vivid. Four fingers twisted. Went out of town as busy. I'm up the west side, SC, eastbound, P-Dale. Double up on hemp sales, word clothes, boat sales. Real recognized, real, of course I look familiar. Have you ever heard of a lyrical killer?
I read that big fat W-E-S-T. Pound feet and pummel if you fucking with these kids. It's that big fat W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees, it's the west.
We stay rolling and we smoking and we chugging, steady posting for the able of the open.
It's the west.
Daddy blazing, don't be scraping paper, chasing, dipping, raising on the honey, don't be making.
We know that niggas can create conflicts based on ignorance called nigger moments. However, niggas can also create bonds with each other, also based on ignorance. This bonding is called nigger synthesis. Unlike the bonds of friends and family, which are mutually beneficial, nigger synthesis is based on a mutual appreciation for ignorant or trivial things. Now, when a nigger moment collides with nigger synthesis, you get a complete disaster. Remember this equation. You will need it later, nigger.
Yeah, it's your boy Levi Kev. You and that tune in to Slab Sunday with your boy Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slab Sunday's the Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Radio. Hanging out with my newest studio of the week this week. Good luck this week. This week, Mr. Mika Johnson, how you feeling? You feel good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, okay. Just making sure. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, you can just chill in the queue or you can press 1 to holler at us, all right? But Let's talk a little bit about what everybody's been talking about. The word of the weekend. You know.
Yeah. I know.
Not guilty. Like, where the fuck is this? Before we even get started, let me go off on saying this and what I realized this. Let me say this first before we even get into this. Zimmerman to black people is like what OJ was to white folks.
Exactly.
I hope that makes sense. I really hope that makes sense to people. If that makes sense to you, then you're tripping about this, but you're not super tripping, because y'all got to realize that shit wasn't going. They wasn't as much as they were supposed to let that shit go. Because I mean, I'm jumping all over the place. I'm sorry. Because it's so frustrating. Shanita, go ahead. You start off. What do you think about what happened this weekend?
Well, you know, it was a very heart-wrenching thing to hear, because just thinking about how society is going to have so much of a down spiral even more because of this, because how people are going to be outraged about it. And it's just really shocking that, you know, we're not going on a good path, you know.
And I'm glad you said that, because I've been saying that for the longest. The world is not going in the right direction that it's supposed to. But at the same time, see, knowing that, which is why I'm not saying I didn't want him. Like everybody else, the man deserves to be in jail, in my opinion. You know,
right.
Unlike other people, I don't know what everybody else did. I followed the trial. I actually watched the trial. I was a big CNN fan while the whole trial was going down. I was watching the whole thing. I was watching the opening arguments. I was watching the trial. Anybody that was actually watching that should be able to all come to the same conclusion. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
This is not rocket science here. It's common sense on a whole lot of different topics. In fact, but what I also realize is that, like I said, this is just the world that we live in. The first thing I said was, we all knew OJ did it. We all knew OJ killed that white lady, that white dude. Everybody knew this, you know. And now, if we want to get on the law, if we want to be, because this is what we do over here as well. We're real, we're brutally honest, regardless of how it makes people feel. I'm sorry, but we got to be honest about shit. All right, now,
right.
Like I said, when it was on OJ, you know what I mean? We all knew, as black folks, you know, we all knew that motherfucker killed them white people. We knew that. You know, there's not a doubt in anybody's head that OJ didn't kill the people. You know?
Right.
But as black folks, you know, we bonded together. We was like, because on one hand, we kind of understood. Because, you know, it's like, okay, this white bitch got the nerve to be cheating on da-da-da-da. I mean, we kind of understood. You know, it's twisted, but we understood, you know.
Okay.
And then also as black folks, we're one of the people where it's like, nah, you gotta prove it. You know what I mean? That's what the whole point was. It's funny because during the OJ trial, everybody knew he was guilty, but we were the ones that were telling white people, you gotta prove it. Prove it.
Right.
Prove it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we was daring them to prove it, and they didn't. And he got off, and everybody was so happy, da-da, this, that, whatever. We were all so happy, but regardless of the fact, the man, we know he killed the people. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, but he got Johnny Cochran, black people was riding with him, but the whole point was, it's funny how it was never the question on if he did it or not. It was all about they didn't prove it. They didn't prove that he did it. So now we fast forward, and then again, OJ's still in jail now. Y'all think, that's what I'm saying, and then he goes to jail for 30 years behind stealing some shit behind a bullshit case. Like I'm telling y'all, all this shit wraps around in one big circle. Karma is a bitch. That's why he's trying to be so cool with people.
I'm telling you.
Because karma's a motherfucker. Because OJ got away with murder, then he went down for some dumb shit, and they threw the book at him. You know what I mean? So as much as black folks was like, okay, yeah, OJ got off, that nigga still wound up in the same place he was, and he's still trying to find out, and nigga probably ain't never gonna get off or whatever. So now, it's on Zimmerman. See, y'all gotta look at the world through different eyes. You gotta look at the whole picture.
Exactly.
Focused in on one thing. Y'all think that they was gonna let him put him in jail when they let OJ walk? Like I said, they was old ones. You gotta think of it like that. They was old ones.
I'm telling you.
Ain't no other white person been on this kind of major scale in a long-ass time outside of that lady who killed her own kids. But see, that's what I'm saying. She killed her own kids. So that was a whole different, you know. The only reason this got as much play as it did, because it was some white dude that killed a black kid, you know what I mean, and was basically almost walked away with it. Oh, well, he did walk away with it now. He almost walked away with it off top because of them fucked up rules they got over there in Florida and shit. And what the fuck is Florida doing? That's why I don't ever want to visit Florida.
Know.
I'm sorry. Ain't nothing in Florida right now that's really interesting to me right now with all this shit going on. But what I'm saying is, it's like I said, Zimmerman is the white folks. Have you seen some of the shit that's going on behind this shit when Zimmerman got acquitted? You see all the black people get mad, but have you seen some of these white folks up here cheering and happy that he got off and everything? Like I said,
no,
and people
want to
get they out here gigging, they smiling, they laughing at black folks, y'all. It's okay.
Wow.
It's not okay, but y'all gotta let him have that one. You know, people want to get all amped up and mad and everything. Hey, they got one. They got
you
that.
Definitely
you gotta let
right,
it.
Though. You're right.
They got that. I mean, like I said, we got OJ, they got Zimmerman. I don't know why they want to back up on Zimmerman like that, but they got Zimmerman and shit, and everybody all mad. But see, this is what I'm saying. Also, at the same time, karma's still a bitch. This is why I'm not even tripping, because something's going to happen to him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he can't.
If he was really, really wrong in what he did and everything, like I said, in the big picture, if that man straight out killed that little kid just, you know, because of on his suspicions and this and that and did that and everything,
right,
then whatever is going to be due to him is going to happen when it's supposed to happen. So it's like, you know, don't even get amped up about it. But it's hilarious
right.
The way, you know, people, somebody was telling me earlier about how, why can't black people ever band together and shit, get together and everything? Behind, why does something have to happen like this before black people want to band together and get together and everything? Because that's how we are.
As sad as it is, we gotta look at
reality. This is reality. As black people, we don't give a fuck about shit until the shit is put in front of us. Then we don't give a fuck about shit until we think we've been like disrespected in some way. You know, with this Zimmerman thing, it's like somebody just stepped on your new pair of shoes if you trip on shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like, no, this motherfucker just didn't. You know what I mean? Like now we got a reason, and now it's nigga shit. Niggas look for reasons, and then white folks gave us one. But it's at the same time, but it ain't like the old days. You know, I'll be the nigga to tell a nigga to go. I was waiting for somebody to riot. You know what I mean? And not even because I say it myself. I would not be rioting for Trayvon Martin. I would honestly just be getting me some free shit. And I'm just going to be upfront and real about that. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas may be out there pretending like y'all robbing for Trayvon Martin and shit. Nah, I'm going to use that as an excuse to try to get me some free shit while y'all doing that shit, and then just sneak back to my house and be cool. Just to be y'all.
Right.
But because I'm just tired of people, because now everybody, like I said, I feel what people are saying. I've seen what some people are saying, like everybody's all amped up, you know. Now y'all want to ride for him, right? I mean, I did the same thing. Like I said, I put my hoodie picture up there with people and everything. Like I said, it's fucked up what happened. Let's not get shit twisted. It's a fucked up situation that a young 17-year-old boy can go to the store, get some tea and Skittles, and then get gunned down by a fake-ass neighborhood watch dude who was told not to follow him. Oh, hold on. You still got time? Because we're gonna point out holes in the case in just a second. We're gonna dig a little bit deeper. Because like I said, I watched the case, and there was just way too much dumb shit where it's like, are you serious? Are you serious?
I didn't really follow the show, but I heard a lot, so.
Oh, we gonna talk. I'm gonna catch you up. Like I said, I was in there. I might as well have been in the courtroom. You know what I mean? I might as well have been somebody's family member. Like, hold up, what the fuck is this shit? Like.
You're so funny.
I'm dead serious, but we're going to get into Dagger's double play real quick. Like I said, Shanitha hanging out with me today. Dagger's News Beat of the Week. Thank you for kicking it today. You still good, right? You're going to come back and still kick some more shit. You still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, y'all. Now, again, remember, if you out there want to talk a little Zimmerman or get in on this, maybe you think I'm full of shit, maybe you want to ride for somebody, I don't know. 661-621-7559 is always. We right here. Get at us, and we're going to do Dagger's double play. All right, be right back. Bye, Sundays. Bang on radio. We out of the radio.
Yeah. Here we go.
Good looking out on the beat, Chunks.
I'm
feeling myself. The LA Las Vegas connection right now. Dagger. Good looking out, Riz.
LA.
They be hating.
West Coast all day.
Hating on me. Hating on Chunks. Hating on Riz. Hating on the Witter Boys. Hating on the West Coast. Fuck it. Look.
Baby.
Dagger on the mic and demand attention.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, now listen. I got bars I pick and place them. Dagger sharpie, can erase
them. No permanent.
I got still gonna hear me. I haunt your house and I make you fear me. Got a lot of issues, shit, no tissues. If I start shooting, I still won't miss you. I don't wanna do that, just step back. I'm going with the money we drank in the bitches.
I'd rather
do that than waste my time. I don't know about y'all getting mine.
Time to shine.
Spirit so drastic, shit's brand new and already classic. Higher than average, causing damage. Got a game that can't be managed. Way too savage, life ain't lavish. People just smile on my Facebook status. Get a life before you pay the
come
price.
On. Do you feel like it's hot?
Roll the dice.
Nope.
Listen to the crap down, pay and smash out. That's what you get when you open your mouth. Dumb motherfucking niggas just can't save them.
Fuck no homo and the people that made them.
Hating on me, hating on me, all around us. They be hating on me, hating on me, all around us. Man, they hating on me. Yeah, they hating on me. Yeah, they hating on me. Yeah, they hating on me. They be hating on me. See me, blind like Stevie, begging for shit, bitch, I ain't a genie. If I was rich, I fuck a bitch from all around the. If I was rich, I shit on bitches all around the. That's so crazy, can't be lazy, can't stop, drop, flop, y'all love to hate me. One part criminal, one part gigolo, always gotta stay real high. Original, no subliminals, talk to you straight up, bitch ass niggas, the skirt plus makeup. Niggas get your weight up, that's too heavy, jumpsuit, did the beat,
damn we did.
What I'm gonna say next, stop, pause, girl, you wanna play this, drop, draw, break laws, have my back, help me make my money stack. Roll my blunts, pull my drink,
nasty sack,
damn this thing.
Look,
I got go, though. Still got time to rap my soul. Why you wanna try me? You can't deny me. And when I'm up a pill, I'm so excited. Smoke like Marley, I be stoned. I left alone, so I broke my phone. Had to kill my clone, cause he tried to attack me. I fight myself, please.
Please don't hate me.
Once a pig, got a blunt to hit. I'm more money to make, so you can hate me, bitch.
Ha, ha, hating on me. 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 Hating on me. Hating on me. Hating on me. All around me. Yeah, they hating.
Dagger bitches, aka 4DB with it. With it, gang. What I do, Fresh? What I do, West? I be with it. Aw, shit.
Here we go.
West Side, stand up.
Let's go.
Fuck all the bullshit. Throw all that shit to the side right about now. If you on the West Side, you need to start with your W. Throw it up. You know, old school. Four fingers up, two twisted in the middle. West Side, we riding.
Alright?
Yo, yo, yo. Daggers in the city streets, smoking weed and slapping beats. President is wearing cleats, sunbathing at the beach. Still up on that dummy shit, I'm fizzing hard and feeling fine. All up in Belize, to fucking 50 copy vines. I'm forever getting mine, money's first, want it all. You ain't gonna know I got it, I ain't like the rest of y'all. I don't need a lot of purse, I just want my bills paid. Get my mom that house she wanted, keep my hair in fresh braids. Master of the game I play, getting ladies, nothing new. Tell her she can keep the pussy, watch how fast she bring it through. I will always keep it true, but niggas never listen. Level swimming all up in my money like my name is Kid. Yo, so much weed, smoke myself to a coma. Hate cutting the grass, why? I gotta use a lawnmower. I won't need to sell weed. We just smoking that, so when I'm shitting on a bitch, at least I get the contact. Niggas do what niggas do. Some are fake, some are true, but fuck it. If you on the West Side, show your W. 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 Niggas do what niggas do. Some are fake, some are true, but fuck it. If you on the West Side, show your W. Show your W. Show your W. Show your W. W. Round two, back at it, spinning like an automatic. Daggers got the talent, you just hating cause you never have it. That's alright, I'm used to all the ways that dumb niggas act. And you bougie bitches that be thinking that you all that. Bitch, I can see attraction, titty flat, your breath stick. Only thing I'm hating more is niggas that be wearing pink. Nigga, this the, leave that on the, I barbecue a faggot nigga chasing after weenie runs. I gotta do it because I'm mad at everything I see. I don't give a fuck, but everybody wanna fuck with me. All up on a nigga phone.
Hello, can I speak to O?
Who is this?
I'm just a flip, I wanna get it cracked,
I'll call you back.
and Katie slipped and playing. Now let's flip the chick with tag team a bitch up in the background. Call her back and let her know it's cracking. Yeah, I set it up, but I never leave the house. I'm on the couch high as fuck.
Niggas do what niggas do. Summer fake, summer true, but fuck it. If you on the west side, show your W. 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 Niggas do what niggas do. Summer fake, summer true, but fuck it. If you on the west side, show your W. Show your W. Show your W. Show your W. Last draw, all you bitch niggas with your jabber jaws. Playing thug but down low, be sucking dick and licking balls. Wait, I thought you gang bang, now you acting strange, man. Ever since you went to jail, you never been the same, man. I ain't never gonna go, and all my life I never snitch. Dagger's new alias, Mr. Never Trust a Bitch. A grimy bitch to set you up, drug you drank, rob you blind. I'ma be the same OG, my flow's a genuine, I'm getting mine. Smacking down on all you rooty poos, the bitches that be bugaboos. I slap them with my tennis shoes. Leave it with a Nike symbol printed on the face sheet. Talking shit before, but now you watching everywhere you speak. You ain't gotta like me, but y'all will respect me. Or I'll be in your pool hitting donuts on the jet ski. Fuck y'all, no respect at all, yeah, I pity thee. About to crash a wedding with my niggas Kippin' Remedy.
Niggas do what niggas do. Some are fake, some are true, but fuck it. If you on the west side, show your W. 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 Niggas do what niggas do. Some are fake, some are true, but fuck it. If you on the west side, show your W. 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 Show your W.
The Dag. Y'all man. Another one. Another one for the book.
Believe that judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. There's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Coast. Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. Hanging out with my newest beauty of the week this week, Miss Shanita Johnson. Still good?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, make it so. Make it so. Remember, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. And we are talking a little Zimmerman. This has to be the dumbest shit of the whole year so far. So, I mean.
I know.
It is just, but let's look at the case a little bit. All right, we get a little background. Now, let's actually look at the case. Now, it amazes me. Let me start out by saying, now, Shanita, tell me if you agree with me on this, and tell me if I'm wrong in what I'm saying. I'm 31. You know what I mean? I'm a grown ass man. You know, I don't know. I don't remember how old Zimmerman is, but Zimmerman is an old ass man, right?
Right.
Now Trayvon, we all know, is 17. That was an easy age to remember. The niggas under age 17, right? Now,
right.
No 17-year-old is gonna beat me in a hand-to-hand fight. It's not gonna happen.
Right.
Period, off top. You know, so the fact that he wants to even use that as an excuse in the first place, like, I was in fear of my life, that this kid was just about to kill me and this and that. Like, are you fucking
And they
serious?
Believed them. And they believed them, right?
I mean, that's dumb off top. Ain't no grown-ass man gonna get his hands. Ain't no. Let's put it in. Like I said, the only type of grown ass man that'll get whooped by a kid like that is some old ass feeble crackhead or some shit like that. Let's, you know what I mean?
Right.
No normal. I don't even care if he was drunk. He could have been even kind of drunk or anything like that. I'm sorry. No little kid is gonna put his hands on me to the point where I feel like I'm in fear of my life. It's not gonna happen. That's dumb off top.
All right. Yeah.
Now. So your whole self-defense argument is blowing out the water off top for me, because, again, that's number one. Ain't no little kid going to beat up no grown-ass man by himself in a hand-to-hand combat situation. It's not going to happen. He outweighed
exactly.
him. He outweighed him. He was taller than him. Like, that shit, none of that shit makes any kind of sense. None of it. Already off top. And then for the point where you feel you have to pull out a gun and shoot the kid. Like, that's how much in defense of your life. And he's talking about, like I said, y'all, if you actually watch the trial, I don't know how many of y'all actually saw the trial or saw the highlights of it, but it's funny to me. They pulled out the little dummy, you know what I mean, the little mannequin, you know, the lawyers
yeah.
were all straddling on him and everything. Like, look, he was doing this and this and this. Like, ain't no way in hell that little kid could do that to that grown-ass fat man. I'm sorry. Not the way it was being described. It can't possibly happen like that. It don't even look right. You know what I mean? Like, who are y'all trying to fool here about this? There was one part that was interesting because he said, because they're saying that he has, you know, little man has a gun on him. He had the gun on his right waist pocket. You know, on his right waistline. That's where it was. That was on his right waistline,
okay.
By his right hand, because he was right hand. That's where it was. So this one part of the thing I remember. And then it was like Trayvon was straddling him. And then the gun, they said Trayvon was reaching for his gun, like he was trying to take his gun from him. So, and where they had him straddled and everything, like he was above where the gun was. This is just a whole, like.
Right.
Like, are we not all looking at the same thing right here? Like, do we not all see? But this is the type of shit that, this is what causes black people to riot. This is what causes black people to do shit like that, because when you put us under the microscope it's like they're testing our stupidity. It's like for those people that did watch the trial, for anyone with common
yeah.
sense and everything, you know, it's like none of this makes sense. Oh, and then y'all let them off. So it's like now you know niggas is like, oh, so we're dumb now. You know, it's that type of feeling. So oh, I must be stupid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's that type of feeling. Like
mm-hmm.
oh, we must all be fucking stupid then, because that shit don't make no sense to nobody. But
right.
And then let's keep going. Like I said, there's all kind of shit that just don't make any sense. The 911 call. You know, the 911 operator told him, what the fuck are you doing following him? Basically, he didn't say it like that. Don't follow the kid. Don't follow him. Already right there, that's guilty. Right there. What more do you need? You call 911. Okay, let's. Oh, excuse me, man. I'm getting all. Oh, you got to excuse me. I'm getting all amped up about this shit, man. Like.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like stupidity. The one thing you should even not, I mean, you just met me tonight, but the one thing you've come to know about me is that I cannot stand stupidity. Stupidity is my biggest pet peeve across the board.
Uh-huh.
Any level of stupid shit bothers the shit out of me. So,
all right.
So when I see shit like this happen, it's like the dumbest shit put on the global scale, and I'm just not going to swallow it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to accept that. You know, most people are going to feed into this, but I'm not feeding into it, but I'm not gonna accept it either, because I mean it's not right. But let's
yeah.
see, like right there when he said, I mean, don't you agree? Like at least on that part, right? When you call 911, okay, we got a suspicious person here, whatever, you did all that, all right, fine. You did your job as a neighborhood watch. You know, you call the real police. You a flashlight
yeah.
cop. To my understanding, I don't even think he was supposed to have a gun. This is when I need somebody that can actually look up shit as I'm talking so I can be accurate on shit. But to my understanding,
yeah.
I don't even think he was supposed to have a gun. I'm not sure on that. Don't quote me. But it's all on the tape. Do not follow the kid. Do not follow.
So he wasn't charged with anything, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't charged with nothing. You disobeyed the police.
Wow.
If a black man don't show the police his ID walking down the street, he's subject to get searched and slammed against the wall and this, that, or whatever for not showing his ID. You know what I mean? This dude deliberately went against what the police officer on the 911 told him to do, and that was already right there. Off top, you're wrong. When you're wrong, that's it. You're wrong.
Yeah, I know.
But this and but it's shown. But this is this and this. God, so many different shit. And you're fighting. Like I said, those two points right there. That's enough for me to say he's guilty. I'm sorry. I don't need to see nothing.
They know
else.
He's guilty though.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody knows. It's he's OJ. Everybody knows the motherfucker did it. Everybody knows he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But. but these motherfuckers couldn't prove it. And then the real shitty part about it is like six jurors, all women, they kept blowing that up. But five white women, one black woman, five white women, and then the five white women had kids. They kept saying, well, they got kids and everything, but they don't realize it's like they don't got black kids. It's not like they can put
right.
their kids in that situation. So all that shit don't matter. So the white folks rolled with each other, point blank, period. Just like black, if it would have been an all-black jury, that motherfucker would have probably been executed. So let's just, like, it was
right.
a bad look at the draw. I mean, you got to look at, people don't look at the whole, like I said, people never look at the whole picture. They always look at this and that or whatever. There's a lot of things that got put into place that got Zimmerman off. Let's not get it twisted. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to look at all the pieces that got this dude off. Like,
yeah.
And that's what people don't pay attention to. They don't pay attention that it's a lot of factors that got them off. Like, and then it was just, and then that one thing where they said they deliberated for what, I think it was like 15 hours or something like that or whatever and everything. And it's like, one thing I know about women, or I'm not going to assume that I know everything about women, but women tend to make up their minds pretty quick in certain situations. Depending on the situation, it's like women come up with decisions very fast, unless they're just
right.
like, but, you know. So I just really feel that they kind of knew what they were doing as soon as they walked out the courthouse. They just didn't want to, you know, they knew they were going to let him off. They knew they were going to let him go. But if they went and deliberated for like 30, 45 minutes, an hour or something like that, and came back and then said, you know, not guilty, it would have been even that much more. So they dragged it out a little bit, made it look a little bit good, you know, went and had dinner and shit, you know, all kind of shit they was out there doing. And it was like, okay, we're done. You know, women run out of patience, too. They're like, okay, well, 15 hours is enough. That he's not guilty. Let's go home. Like, you see that shit before the weekend was out?
Yeah, why was it all women?
Oh, because they thought, because lawyers think they're going to get the sympathy vote. You know,
because
you know when I know a little bit about the court systems, a little bit. You know, don't ask me how, but I know a little bit about the court system. Like,
okay, I won't.
Because when they select a jury, you know, or you ever been down there? You know, when they call you for jury duty, and you got to go down there and sit down there in the courthouse all day, you know, to possibly get picked up on this, that, or whatever. You get called into certain cases. There's like 12 to like 15 people per case. And then the lawyers come through and start asking questions, you know, and they try to pick people that they think are going to help their case. So they're able to dismiss certain people. They're able to ask questions. They're able to do this, that, and then certain sides can just, it's like the prosecution will cut off these people, like these people. I don't want this person in the jury because they might work against me. But then the defense gets to do the same thing. The defense gets to say, I don't want these people. I don't want this person. I don't want this person. I don't want this person. And eventually it goes down to about, you know, depending on how many jurors you need, anywhere between 6 to 12 jurors. So, but that's out of double that because they done cut it down by asking all kind of questions and everything. So, I mean, probably the defense got rid of all the black folks. They had to keep one. But the fact that it was all women just leads me to believe that somebody was trying to rock the sympathy vote. Somebody was trying to get that sympathy
yeah.
card because they thought, you know, they had kids, that they was going to, you know, understand that Trayvon was a child, somebody's mother, somebody's child, all this and everything. They really thought that they were going to get some help, but they didn't realize they're white. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
white folks
yeah.
don't know nothing about black problems. You know, white folks cannot put themselves in black situations. So when you sit up there talking to a white jury and one black juror and five white women and try to convince five white women that this white man killed a black kid, you know, in cold blood and have them not believe that in some, because they're looking for a reason as well. All they needed was one reason as well, because white people don't want to put other white people in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all they needed was reasonable doubt. They just needed one little itty bitty reason to say, okay, reasonable doubt, that's enough, we's out. I don't, you know what I mean? They only needed one.
Oh, okay.
So that's how that started out. So somebody's plan just backfired.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yes, it's really messed up.
Because I'm not no scholar. I don't go to law school. I don't know. But I mean, well, I do have what I like to call common sense. As much as I don't act like it sometimes, I got common sense. I mean, I see shit and I see it. I recognize it, and it makes sense
to me.
That's good. You know, because you know a lot of people don't even have that.
No.
And like these fucking jurors and shit. So, I mean, but again, also at the same time, I gotta keep it real. And I gotta be honest. And I gotta still play on the fence, because as much as I'm upset about the situation, you have to realize that when it comes to those kind of cases and those kind of court cases, it is the obligation of the prosecution to present an airtight case, airtight, you know, to get a conviction, airtight.
Yeah.
There can't be no holes, no gaps, nothing or whatever. And they had a couple of gaps that they were able to point out. And you only need one. Again.
Okay.
So you can't be all the way mad. You can't be mad, but at the same time, when you want to get really, really down to it, like, it's in the hands of the prosecution. This is the law. The prosecution has to present an airtight case where there is no doubt whatsoever that what the defense is saying is true. They had to, you know what I mean? They had to be completely, every aspect of it had to be completely airtight, and it wasn't. Same thing happened in the OJ case. Glove don't fit, must have quit. Blood droplets in the wrong place. They tried to set him up, they tried to get him, but they did it wrong. You know what I mean? And Johnny Cochran was pointing that shit out, like, no, this is wrong, that's wrong. You know what I mean? And it only takes one. And that's what happened.
Okay.
So people want to get all mad, people want to get upset, people want to get this, people want to get that. But number one, and I'm going to end this little point on this this little segment on this part as well, is just that black folks are not meant to win in the law system.
No.
We're not. It's handicapped against us already. Like, it's like me not having a day of boxing experience in my life, going out to take on Floyd Mayweather. Like, let's go. I got you. You know,
right.
It's stupid. Or Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Somebody I know I'm not going to beat, but I'm like, but you know what? I got heart. You know what I mean? But heart don't matter. You're still going to get your ass whooped. You know what I mean? It's not about having heart. It's about being smart, and people is dumb. So,
yeah.
But we're gonna talk about the other side of things. I really hope, because I'm probably going to lose some fans when we come back, because I got to talk about Trayvon, too. I got to talk about him. We got to be honest here. We got to be honest on both sides. And let's be honest, too, at the same time before we go to the break, because, like I said, I watched the trial. I don't know what else y'all was doing. They was running Trayvon's name all through the mud and all kind of shit. Oh, they was talking shit about this nigga. So much.
I heard.
So much. You know? But, like I said, we're gonna be right back, because we're going to talk a little Trayvon, too. Like I said, I don't want y'all to get mad at me because of what I'm about to say and what I'm going to get on. But, you know, the truth is the truth. Reality is reality. So don't get mad at me. All right? I hope you don't get mad at me either. All right? So like I said, we chilling. Dagger's duty. Oh, this drink's kicking in. I'm sorry. Shanita Johnson is still hanging out with us. Thank you. And we will be right back. Damn, what do I want to listen to? What I haven't heard in a while. Where's my nigga? Oh, here we go. Lady Kim. Repping for the ladies right here. We'll be right back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I'm swagging about it like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If some roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the foe, try knock me down. Won't put my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck. Demand respect, you don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we laid it like. Yeah, we getting education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam, and you gon' be my fake tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my stake tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't get out the way, say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Hey. haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empower me, talk behind my back, what? Now you desire me, funny how people change when you hit the lottery. No need to sign a lot, they still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song, and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M, won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing? Yeah, you worry about tricking and fame, I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tracks in my name, and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame, and why y'all walking the same? I rep the women who got it with or without a man, and rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as pink as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay, stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it, if you don't get out the way, say, I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Load up my pistol, 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 with solid silver bullet tip missiles, missiles. I'ma load up my pistol, pistol, with solid silver bullet tip missiles, missiles. You don't wanna play with a gun play. Solid silver bullet missiles, yeah. You don't wanna play with a gun play. Bullets ricochet, hollow tips. You don't wanna play with the gunplay. Solid silver bullet missile tips. You don't wanna play with the gunplay. Bullets ricochet, hollow tips. Hold up, play boy, it's self-defense on mine. I'm not the offender, nigga. I pack me a Glock 9. I disconnect your line when bullets into your spine. It's not a rhyme, wanna hear it again. Different rewind, yeah, I heard through the grapevine. Bitch, I had beat time after time. You and your homie tried to blast me. Big baller is an athlete. In the streets and in the game of life, there ain't no twice, so you're not gonna tag me. What you think if you see me face to face? That you won't get back, make it too fake. And your hate and running and dumping was your first mistake, your pancake. Load up my pistol, 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 with solid silver bullet tip missiles, missiles. I'ma load up my pistol, pistol, with solid silver bullet tip missiles, missiles. You don't wanna play with the gun play. Solid silver bullet missiles, yeah. You don't wanna play with the gunplay. Bullets ricochet, hollow tears. You don't wanna play with the gunplay. Solid silver bullet missile tears. You don't wanna play with the gunplay. Bullets ricochet, hollow tears. Benny, Benny, I don't think you remember me, but I do very well remember you. 72nd MK behind the pub selling drugs. Money plenty, then hit his faggot chumps. I see my little homie, but now this nigga's banging. He claiming he saw thugs, then the boy Benny started hanging. This punk nigga test my patience, but I had to be tenacious. He cocked a 4-5 and started dumping to erases while I'm holding them bullets grazing. Glad that I survived, and nothing penetrated, but I felt them fly by. You was like, die, nigga, die. But the Lord had my back, now I'm back. A straight smack your punk ass back. You can't believe that, but I am you, bitch. Jack Horton, get pinned by my hint to your dick. But the thought that I die. But I didn't burn merch in my eyes. You gon' get it with the element of surprise. And a witness to identify. Who's just in this ball of Gucci, keep it tucking just in case I gotta fuck it. The car's chewed up, flat tires and windows busted. Mad and disgusted because I can't touch them. When I see them, I'ma crack it and that 17 plug them. Glock 9, I hug them, they're simply the best. Got the missile tip spinners penetrating your vest. You claim thug, now you're a ugly mess. Cause that gunplay is what made the Wild Wild West. Load up my pistol, 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 with solid silver bullet tip missiles, missiles. I'ma load up my pistol, pistol, with solid silver bullet tip missiles, missiles. You don't wanna play with the gun play. Solid silver bullet missiles, yeah. You don't wanna play with the gun play.
bullets ricochet. Hollow tears. You don't wanna fight with the gunplay. Solid silver bullets, missile tears. You don't wanna fight with the gunplay. Bullets ricochet. Hollow tears. You don't wanna fight with the gunplay. Solid silver bullets, missile tears. You don't wanna fight with the gunplay. Bullets ricochet. Hollow tears. Load up my.
And some wine. Shorty holla at me, she say I look so fine. My bling bling glittering like the stars in the sky. My flow is really hot, you better turn your AC on. I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new stone of shit song. Better make this body crack it. You know me, I ain't stopping. I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new stone of shit song. Better make this body crack it. You know me, I ain't stopping. I'm a shiny star. Me love. I've been dreaming of it all along, but now I'm on the top. I'm a shining star, cause people show me love. I've been dreaming of it all along, but now I'm on the top. I'm a shining star, cause people show me love. I've been dreaming of it all along, but now I'm on the top. I'm a shining star, cause people show me love. I've been dreaming of it all along, but now I'm on the top. I'm trying to chase this paper, play haters. Sometimes I'm really cocky, my style is really funky. Big up to my money makers and all the G's. I'm a humble type of guy, when you see me show some love. I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new stone and shit song. Better make this body crack it, you know me, I ain't stopping. I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new stone and shit song. Better make this body crack it, you know me, I ain't stopping. I'm a shiny star, cause people show me love. Love.
Your girl won't stop flirting. Watch me take it to the top. Got you chilling in my spot. Every girl wants good loving. Every girl wants good hugging. My music will keep bumping. My fans will keep supporting me. Money we always calling. 12 Maybachs black on black. Gucci outfit black on black. I'm the boss cause I pay the cost. When you see me better get lost. Show some love, don't show hate. Thinking of better days while singing Amazing Grace.
Singing some songs.
Fresh with it, you know, ha ha, bit of. Fresh the Best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's a Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Shout out with Miss Shanitha Johnson, Dagger's News Beauty of the Week this week. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Okay, good.
Just
good.
For a little while.
Huh?
Just for a little while.
Okay, well, we almost about to get up out of here anyway, so it's okay. But we gotta, if we're gonna talk the case, you know, everything, you know, we gotta be fair on both sides, as I was saying. So we gotta talk Trayvon. We gotta talk black folks. If we won't be correct if we don't talk both sides of the equation. So let me again start off by saying that nothing was right about what happened to this kid. You know, nothing, again, we all know the whole situation was fucked up. We all know that he shouldn't be dead right now. Shit shouldn't have went down the way it went and everything. We all know this. So please don't take the things that I'm about to say and try to misconstrue that, because off top, none of this shit should have happened. I'm just simply saying some things, as well as there's ways that things can be avoided, you know. And I'm a firm believer in, like I said, stupidity. And you can't stop someone else's stupidity. You know, you can have control over your stupidity as much as you want, or as much as you choose to, because, you know, some people just don't care, this, that, blase, blase. But
yeah.
But you have no control whatsoever over somebody else's stupidity. All right. Mm-hmm. So one thing is that we're all in agreement that Zimmerman was a stupid ass man. All right. Point blank right here, number one. Now, I'm kind of scared to say certain things again. But again, this is Bang Out Radio. I don't know why I'm feeling scared, because again, I don't want y'all talking shit about me. But at the same time, this is why. Let's look at it this way. Let me say this first. I'm sorry. It's funny how, it's not funny, but, you know, a kid gets killed wearing a hoodie and everything like that, and the first thing black folks do is dress up their kids in hoodies and dare people to shoot them.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? You kind of get where I'm going already? Yes, we all agree. Like I said, I got hoodies too, my damn self. I'll be damned if somebody shoot me in a hoodie and everything like that. But at the same time, like, you got to kind of think how society is. You got to think about how people are. You got to think how some stupid people may view you, or, you know, how you may be viewed by certain people. I know there are those people that are out there that just don't care, like, you know, accept me for who I am, accept this. And in a way, you know, I applaud you for that. But there are certain things where it's like, you know what, you couldn't let that one go. You know what I mean? You didn't have to. That wasn't that serious. You know, it wasn't all gun-ho like that. And let's be honest, Trayvon Martin was not the 4.0 student, college-bound student or anything like that, too. Because, I mean, again, don't get me wrong. Like I said, they was talking all kind of shit to about Trayvon. He was probably over 90% of that shit was probably true. You know, young, hard-head, knuckle niggas, period. I've seen a lot of them myself. My nephew's one of them. Hardhead little black boy, you know what I mean? Which is why it's so much scarier, because it's what I try to tell him, is because you're gonna come across somebody. Maybe you may come across somebody that's like a Zimmerman or something like that. Whereas you are gonna think you are hard and you can do this and you can do that and everything and you can do whatever you want to, and nobody, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? It's like you don't understand how to recognize probably a situation, probably the best way to get out of it, because all you know is, well, fuck it, I'm going to do what I want to. Can't nobody tell
mm-hmm.
you. You know that attitude.
Yeah.
Like, you can't survive on that attitude, because there's going to be somebody out there that's going to push that line with you. You're going to come across somebody that's going to do that. And, again, I'm not saying that he deserved it or whatever, but it's like one of those divine things where it's like you were put into a situation, and I've been put into many dangerous situations myself. I've been around people with guns. I've been around cops where cops was fucking with me. I've had guns put on me. You know, I've been around these situations, and yet I'm still here alive, you know, walking around and everything. Because when I was in the situation, there's certain shit you tend to do, in certain situations that you should do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To get out of certain things. Now, I'm not saying, like I said, again, I'm going to keep saying that he doesn't deserve what happened to him, but I mean something, like I said, nobody knows what happens. God, the devil, like Timberland said, I saw his video, God, the devil, Zimmerman, and Trayvon are the only people that know exactly what went down on that little patch of grass when they was fighting and everything like that. So, and only one of them is here to tell their story. So, and these people believe
yep.
that. But something more went down. Like I said, if he was here, and he probably, it would probably be a whole another, you know, side of things and everything like that. And the fact that, and it's going to be bad for me to say this, but it's like if he was a 4.0 scholar, like college student on the honor roll and shit and everything like that, you know, he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He might have not even been out there at that time, in a hoodie, walking the neighborhood at night. You know, I mean, there's certain aspects in his life where it's like if things were different. You know, if he was focused on other things, it might have not been that situation at that time, wrong place, wrong time, wrong dumb person he came across. You know, and
yeah,
and again, like I said, the hoodie is probably not the best thing in the world. Like I said, it keeps me warm and everything like that. But also as a kid, I wouldn't want my kid really walking around like that either. Not without me. You know what I mean? In certain situations, you
mm-hmm.
let your kid walk around. Well, he's not even technically a kid, 17. I mean, I try to play both sides of the equation. But, again, nobody should be killed over a hoodie. But the fact that a hoodie makes a nigga look suspect. I mean, we can say that. It's a fact.
Right.
If he was wearing a regular jacket or something or whatever, something like that, then he wouldn't have got messed with maybe or something, or would have been different. But a hoodie is nigga attire. Because, like I said, I don't know. Like I said, I'm going back and forth because it's so hard. You can't really pick a side because as much as you want to be bad on one end, but, I mean, facts are facts.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is the truth, sadly enough to say. Like I said, if he was a 4.0...
Always be two stories.
But at the same time, like I said, if he was a 4.0 student, always in school, focused on other things and everything. And you see, and it's always interesting, you know, how they try to pull these pictures out. You see all the pictures that they pull out of Trayvon, you know, him smiling with his dad kissing him on the cheek, these pictures, that picture,
uh-huh.
and everything. A hardcore thug, criminal-ass motherfucker can look good in a picture. I'm sorry. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's not get things twisted. You know, they try to, and I just feel that the world can handle the truth. It's just that we get twisted truths. We can't.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You know, I feel we can handle the truth of what really happened. Like more so what makes sense to me, as far as what they're saying and everything like that. More so as a nigga, as being a young, having been a young black man, as knowing young niggas and everything, as things like that. It just seems like, you know, he went over there to get his shit. You know, was leaving. Some dude was messing with. Everybody done had this. And ain't not like ain't nobody been walking down the street or something like that, and they had somebody harass them while they're walking down the street or whatever. You know, it happens to girls even more so more often. Y'all getting harassed just on looks. Oh, hey,
yeah.
Mom, you cute. You know what I mean? It happens, right? You get harassed walking down the street. Now, on top of that, dude's following you or whatever, and it's like, fine, okay, now dude's following. But it's like, fine, if he's following you, I'm the type, it's like, you. I don't know. I'm not a confrontational person because, again, you're not. You don't know what stupid shit other people are going to do. You
right.
see what I mean? So it's like, and it's always a question mark. So you're walking up to a total stranger, getting into it with a total stranger in the middle of the dark at night over whatever. You know, all that whole situation was dumb. You know, I just feel you should have avoided that whole situation, period. But as a young black man, he was probably on that nigga fuck you type shit until it got, you know, I could just imagine it, you know, in a sense.
All right. Okay.
Because we've all kind of been in that situation. You know, it's one of those situations where it's like you're in the battle and you have to decide, are you going to fight and cuss this person out? Are you going to brush it off your shoulder and walk away? I mean, or are you going to swing and try to knock somebody out? It seems like they went for the tussle, ground and pound, or whatever they was doing. And he came out on the losing end of that, which is the sad part about it. Because, like I said, somebody lost their life. If it would have just been an ass whooping and somebody would just got their ass whooped, it probably wouldn't have been as big news as it is right now. But the fact that a child lost their life, and it's just so sad because, like I said, they blow it up, oh, my God, a child lost his life, what's going to happen, da-da-da, and then he walks. So it's like they're playing with y'all. It's like they're playing with people, which is why I don't even feed into it, because they're playing with y'all. They build it all up like, yeah, there's going to be a trial. We're going to put them on trial. This like the shit they're doing now. Like as soon as he got off, now Obama, you know, is filing some other kind of induction to get him, against him or whatever. He's taking him back to court. I got to read a little bit more on that probably by next week and see what's going on. But now Obama done jumped into it because, you know, like I said, Obama speaks for black folks. Supposedly, right now, you know, black president, first black
right.
president, two terms and everything. So if Obama didn't say nothing, then all the black people are going to be like, well, what are you going to do? And then as soon as Obama said he was going to put him back in court, now everybody, like I said, back on Facebook, everybody don't trip. Obama's got our back. He's going to take it. And it's y'all don't see that these are all things that they're doing to fuck with black folks. I don't get how y'all not seeing what's going on here. Like, they tease y'all ahead of time. Because they keep
okay.
black folks quiet, like no, y'all, it's cool. We're going to take Zimmerman to trial. We're going to get him in trial. Just chill out. You know, wait till the trial comes. We're going to get him. You know, it's okay. Trial get here. Everybody watching the trial. It's a slam dunk trial. I mean, as far as common sense goes, slam dunk, easy. Then they get him off on there. But then Obama, the black Messiah, going to step back in and save everything. You know what I mean? Like, come on, y'all. They
yeah,
tease the people.
Yeah, I know.
And it doesn't happen like that fast. As soon as the verdict was out, hours later, Obama's like, nah, you know, you can't tell me some of this shit ain't planned. This is what I be saying to people all the time. Like I said, the world is planned. I was saying, it just seems like, especially
yeah,
the higher up you go.
Absolutely.
I got that feeling. It's like, and we can look, and I don't know what's going on in Miami, because like I said, that whole thing, I don't know, do you follow sports or whatever? I mean, are you a basketball person? That whole bullshit, I'm sorry, with LeBron and then winning the championship this year down there in Florida or whatever, was some bullshit too, the way he was flopping around throughout the playoffs and the finals and everything and all kind of bullshit he was crying about. And it's just weird because, you know, people are saying, like, the NBA is rigged now, you know, you think it could be organized.
Yeah, I heard
if
that
you
too.
Think there's not all kind of hidden secret government stuff going on in the world, you guys, you're dumb.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I mean, yeah, thank you. Am I lying? Please, if I'm saying anything wrong, please tell me. Because this is why I don't talk. The only time I get to really talk is on my own show, because can't nobody tell me to be quiet. And when I try to speak to people in person, people can't handle this. Because, I mean, it's honesty. This is reality radio. This is what we try to bring people. Because if you just I tell people all the time, don't go off of what I say. Because, like I said, I already know what I've experienced. Like I said, I don't got a BA. I don't got a BS. I did go to college. I didn't finish. Like I said, I'm educated, but I'm more, like I said, common sense and just reality. I've been in a lot of situations. I've talked to a lot of people. I've seen a lot of things. I comprehend a lot of things. I watch the actual news, although the news is fucked up because it's actually real people dying and everything every day. But you got to watch because you got to know what's going on. You got to know what's going on. If you knew the world you were living in, if you knew America, then you wouldn't even be tripping off of this Zimmerman thing because you would have been expecting it. I kind of expected it. I didn't want it to happen. But when he got off, I was like, oh, makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that's the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, you know what I mean? Honestly, don't try to pitch a bitch here because it's not going to work. You know, black folks, it ain't never going to be equal. It's a white country. They might be the minority, but still, the highest people way, way, way up, because like I said, you might think the president is the highest person in the world, but nah. Because the president has to answer to other people, and most of their people is white. So don't be confused by what you think is going on, people. I'm trying to...
Yeah,
I mean, and think about the movies. Where do you think they get the synopsis for some of these movies and everything? It's like, you think this shit is just made up? Like, this based off government shit? Like, you don't think they got satellites that can look down on your backyard, you know, if they want to, or things, or they can't bug your phone in half a second, or... How everybody's on Facebook talking about they're going to do this and they're going to do that. Like, they don't got people whose specific job is to monitor Facebook and social networks.
It
like,
sure
that's their
is.
Job is to sit there and watch all the shit that people put up all day waiting for one of y'all to put up something stupid.
Yeah,
just so they can flag
sure.
y'all. Like, oh, there's one. Got him. Just so to have, watch some SWAT team come kick in your door out the middle of nowhere. Like, boom. Like,
Right.
Because you type something on the computer. So.
Well, yeah, they're sophisticated nowadays.
I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna do, Shanita. What are you gonna do? I mean, I'm just gonna sit back and watch. I've been this type of person, because like I've been one of the people where it's like I don't feel that. I mean, as black people, we don't have anybody strong enough as far as leaders go or whatever to actually gonna put their foot down and try to actually rise on some shit. Like, ain't no Malcolm X's, ain't no Martin Luther King's. You know, Al Sharpton don't count. You know, as black folks, we all focused on other shit. We feel that we're independent. We feel that we're equal, and we're not. And it takes shit like that. It takes shit like this for people to be like, "Oh, we're still not equal." No, we ain't been equal since. Just because they let us go years ago, but white folks still been trying to find a way to keep us down. They was mad that slavery was over.
That's true.
You know what I mean? They was mad at that. And ever since then, things have gotten better. Yes. Nobody wants to live like we did back then. I don't want to go to Africa because Africa's fucked up. I mean, let's be honest. But at the same time, don't think that everything's equal. Don't think that they want you to think that, but that's not really what it is. It's not.
Okay.
Prime example. And everybody want to keep bringing up all these comparisons and shit now, like they all educated. They're like, yeah, Michael Vick killed a dog, got 2-3 years. Zimmerman killed a black man, got nothing. Like, it's a white courthouse. That white people see black, white people like animals. Black people make money off of animals. You know what I mean? It's a difference.
Right.
It's a difference. And it's not gonna change. It's not gonna change no time soon. Probably not in this lifetime. At least not the lifetime that I see. You know, I'm 31 years old. I've been seeing this shit going on for the longest, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, what's the worst that's gonna happen? The race war and everything? Like, motherfuckers is prepared for that. You think,
I'm telling you, you're so right.
You know what I mean? You think they're not prepared for that? You think white folks, they got bunkers with all kind of burners and everything up in there and everything, and black folks just looking for a reason to try to set some shit off. So it's just like, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm not saying, you know, but I'm just simply saying that as far as I go, like, I'm sad and I'm mad when I start talking, because like I said, I have a knack for trying to see seeing what's going to happen, because it's just common sense. You can't go against human nature. You can't go against what people are just prone to do. And bottom line is everybody tends to look out for themselves. That's what people don't realize. It's like when the shit's in the fan, you know, when your back's against the wall, you know, 9 times out of 10, a person is going to look out for themselves. You know, it's that 10th person that'll take the bullet for somebody. It's that 10th person that'll, you know, make sure that everything's right no matter what else is going on. It's that 10th person that'll do the right thing no matter what. But all them other 9 is looking out for themselves and not giving a fuck about nobody else, period. Or you got the people that are like, you know, like you have your daughter and everything. So I know your daughter comes first. You put your daughter out there first. You make sure nothing happens to her and everything, which is you'll put yourself out there for that. So that's beautiful as well.
Yeah.
But like I said, those people that have kids that still put themselves first. You know what I mean? They don't have that.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like,
it's a messed up situation. All we can do is sit back and watch.
But then what do you do? Let me ask you, because I mean, you seem like what I've always said all the time is like the Matrix effect. It's like we're unplugged. You know, we could plug into that party mode, MTV generation, get out there, turn it up if we want to, whatever. But we don't let that take away from what we know is reality, what we see is going on, and what we, you know, understand. So then, what do you do when you see the world about to fuck up or whatever, or going in the wrong path? I mean, is there anything we can do?
I mean, I don't think that's what we could do about it, because I really feel like everything is already predetermined, so I really don't think so.
Yeah, well, we're in the same boat then, because like I said, I just sit back and watch it and just hope what happens, so I got to get my bunker ready, because when this shit blow up and everybody goes, I'm going to find me a nice hole or a cave somewhere, and I'll post it so this shit blows over, because this shit is fucking stupid. But yes, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. Any shout outs you want to give, you know, let people know where they can find you, your links and everything like that. It's been a pleasure having you on tonight, and thank you for hanging out with me.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. It's Shanita Chic Love Johnson. I'm on YouTube, it's Chic Love 87. I'm on Instagram, that's Chic Love 87. And just shout out to just everyone who supports me, especially on Facebook. I got a lot of love on Facebook, and it just, I don't know, came overnight, actually, but Just thanks to everyone who supports me and love my pictures and watch my videos. And thank you, Dagger, for this opportunity as well.
Nah, no problem, man. You got the number now, so make sure you lock it in. If you ever want to come through, just kick some shit or whatever, you are always more than welcome to come through and holler at your boy. I'm here 4 nights a week.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Then also make sure you spread the word about the show. Like I said, any homegirls, any artists out there trying to get their music played, like I said, Chi-Town. I got a Chi-Town
today. Okay.
I'm trying to get to somebody in every state. So, like I said,
okay. Spread
the word. Make sure they know what we got going on over here. Because, like I said, it's reality radio, and I know people need some reality in their life.
Yeah. All right,
Zachary. Thank you very much,
Ms.
Johnson, for hanging out. And, again, I hope you do come back and holler at you. And also keep me updated. Like I said, anything you got going on, anything you need help promotion on, if you got any shows, anything coming up or anything, like I said, make sure you keep us in contact. Do what we do to help out, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too, bye.
Oh, shit, y'all, yeah. The Dagger, man. Like I said, I'm sorry. Dagger don't get political that much or whatever, but, I mean, as y'all know me, man. It's just common sense, and nothing about that shit that went down made any sense. It was just some, Well, I'm talking about the trial. But on one hand, it does make sense about how it went down and why. But it's the why that people are all hung up on. Why did it go that way? How could that have happened? Why? Well, it's not because this is America. That's why. And that's the bottom line that y'all all need to know, all right? So hope y'all enjoyed the Slap Sundays. Like I said, we're here every Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show tomorrow from 7 to 9 as well. West Coast Wednesday, some nights with my co-host Queen V. More Adult Matters and More Adult Topics. All right. And then Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. So, again, about to ride out for the night. Going to ride out with the Weirdo Boys. And, excuse me. See y'all next week. I'm out.
In all the cases, they hate me because I'm killing them. Your baby mama owe me. She's lonely and I'll be.
Hey, my nigga, tell them where you from.
With a gang. Uh-huh.
West Side Witty Gang. Hoodbound. Say them all.
Well, with it, boys, bitch, I let you know from the jump that I'm a rider, Mac, nigga, and I don't give a fuck.
Nope.
I'm from the land of the lost stick bitches and AK.
Well,
some niggas ride, some niggas bitch made.
Maybe?
The freshest on Western, but I'm worldwide reppin'.
I like my bitches in tune.
Single bitches keep steppin'.
Yeah.
My technical technique defeatin' this member.
Damn, a nigga cold.
Nigga colder than December. Remember me from way back.
Young killer, stay strapped.
Niggas don't know how to act.
Attack with the mini-mac.
Advance with the pack.
Hoodbound.
Social destroy. With it, boys, the gang, man, you other niggas decoys, deploy the arsenal.
Artificial niggas killing me.
Hate to the enemy, smoking to give me energy. Frequently, I fade them all.
Fresh
with it, nigga, what? With it, gang, ride.
I know you motherfuckers hit them up.
Nigga,
I'ma
hit them up.
West Side with it, gang,
we gon' hit them up.
That's how we get down.
I'ma hit em up with it, gang. Ride me, you motherfuckers. Hit em up.
So many people talking shit, got nothing to say. When I start calling out their bluff, they all start running away. I'm from the streets of LA, was born and raised in the city. Got the kind of game where bitches let me pick where they beat. They let me play with their kitties, cause I be making them purr. And if you want me eating, all you better take off the fur. Gotta smoke a whole lot of weed till her eyes Chinese. Brought a sister with her and they twins. They drop to their knees so quick, it's like they're praying to me. And I'm never paying, so these niggas keep on hating on me. They be creeping and watching, but niggas keep the aggression. And since you never learned, don't make me have to teach you a lesson. Don't make me reach for my weapon, show you how witty be rapping. Make you scared of every word you speak and place that you step in. I just gotta keep on laughing, cause you really think we give a fuck. Witty gang, riding on you motherfuckers, hit em up.
Yeah, that's what we do, y'all.
Hit em up.
Witty gang, 40P.
Hit em up.
That's what it's getting.
Hit em up, with a gang riding on you motherfuckers, hit em up.
Yeah, I'm still in the trap. Niggas stop telling me this is your business. Where they do that? The life of a rider, Mac. Custom with the strap. Cut away intact with your girly face in my lap.
Ha ha.
Still on that street shit. Peep the wannabes and enemies. Rest in peace, bitch. Tactics of a rider have you leaking with your block. Reeking with it. Gang Supreme prepared for the treason. It's nothing. These haters see me fuck them. On that fearless shit, but we know you's a buster. Regardless, hood bounds are hardest. Y'all niggas just a moving target. These niggas, they low. The hollows get the poppin'. West Monster, who hotter? Man, nada. The same nigga swinging that Chevy on them Kobe Bryant. Trifle with no guidelines, cases prior. So since it's finest, West and East Siders. Forgive me, y'all wait. I'm a full blown nug. With it, gang, riding on these motherfuckers. Hit em up. Hit em up. Hit em up. Hit 'em up. Hoobound.